At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas and Fort Worth are among North Texas cities celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. today. The MLK Parade in Dallas begins at 10 o'clock at Holmes Street and MLK Boulevard. At 11, Fort Worth begins its MLK Parade at 9th and Commerce. It'll end with a rally in Sundance Square. Now, since 1993, fourth and fifth graders across Dallas have performed speeches inspired by Dr. King at the Gardier Martin Luther King Jr. Oratory Competitions. This year, students answered the question, "What is your dream for today's world?" Here's the winner, Wesley Stoker, a fourth grader at Harry C. Withers Elementary.
In October of 1964, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "The time is always right to do what is right." Today, in 2018, I say, now is the time to do what's right. The year 1964 was a long time ago, but we are still dreaming. I may not look like Dr. King, but I believe like Dr. King. I wish that all of our differences would be celebrated and that everyone felt included. I would like to see all people treated equally, feeling important and admired for their deeds. I wish there were no more wars. My dream is that everyone lives in a safe environment, loving and not hating each other.
That was Wesley Stoker, a fourth grader in the Dallas School District. We'll hear from more of the competitors this evening during All Things Considered. Now to vital signs and new guidelines on blood pressure. The American Heart Association has lowered the definition for high blood pressure, which increases the number of people identified as having it. I talked about this with Dr. Carl Horton, a cardiologist with Texas Health Physicians Group. High blood pressure used to be defined as 140 over 90. That's been lowered to 130 over 80. And less than 120 is now considered normal. 120 to 129 is now designated as elevated. What's the purpose behind this?
I think the purpose is really trying to get physicians to start treating patients earlier. And also, there is some data suggesting that the higher your blood pressure, the higher the likelihood that you'll develop cardiovascular disease. And people that have a higher blood pressure, they have a greater than twofold risk of developing cardiovascular disease in the future. So the emphasis, I think, is really to get physicians to start treating patients more aggressively and also earlier.
This means a big shift in who now has high blood pressure.
That's correct.
Does this mean some people are going to have to start taking medication who didn't have to before?
Definitely.
Even though before you were considered okay, now you're not.
That's correct. And what they also put in is, for patients that have blood pressure that's 130 over 80, if they have underlying cardiovascular disease, if they're diabetic, have kidney disease, if they've had a stroke or TIA, it's definitely recommended that those patients start pharmacologic therapy to lower their blood pressure. Mm-hmm. For patients that don't have those conditions, but they have a risk of developing cardiovascular disease that's considered 10% by the Framingham risk score, then it's recommended also that you treat those patients.
There may be some controversy, as I understand it, about this regarding older people.
Traditionally, older people, the targets were not as aggressive. It used to be 150 over 90, but with these newer clinical trials that have come out, it suggests that even in older populations, they benefit from having their blood pressure lower than 150 over 90 and closer to the target.
It's 130 over 80.
That's correct.
That's the same as younger people.
Same as younger people. They made this as a blanket recommendation regardless of age.
Is the point we're just trying not to miss anybody?
I think we're definitely trying to improve our numbers and also get our numbers closer to the goal because we know that roughly 50% of patients that have hypertension are uncontrolled.
I'm still trying to figure out, though, what the real reason is. Were we measuring blood pressure wrong before?
No, we were not.
Okay.
Now, there are lots of sources of error in the blood pressure measurement. Patients should be sitting at rest. Their arms should be supported. They shouldn't have any caffeine or recent exercise prior to the measurement being taken. Their bladder should be empty. All those things can raise the blood pressure falsely. Also, you want to be sure that you have the right size cuff. our arm circumference should be roughly 80% of the cuff that you use or select to do the blood pressure reading. If the cuff is too big or too small, then it can over or underestimate the blood pressure reading.
Are there things we do or shouldn't do that can elevate our blood pressure?
Well, definitely caffeine intake.
Mm-hmm.
If you use chronic non-steroidal medications on a daily basis, those can actually
cause
pain. Let's say like naproxen or ibuprofen, Aleve. Those medications can cause fluid retention and sodium retention, and they can raise your blood pressure.
Can decongestants and things like that
definitely
do it?
Definitely. Sudafed, anything with pseudoephedrine, that can raise your blood pressure for several hours after you take it and raise it significantly.
Okay, so now some people may have to take medication as a result of these changes. For others, what would it be? Just recommending lifestyle changes?
That's correct. So those patients that have a blood pressure of greater than 130 over 80, whose 10-year cardiovascular risk is not greater than 10%, the initial recommendation is just lifestyle modification, which would be diet, weight loss, restrict your sodium, increase your intake of potassium, those measures first. And then it's recommended to repeat the blood pressure readings in 3 to 6 months.
Dr. Carl Horton, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Dr. Carl Horton is a cardiologist with Texas Health Physicians Group. In the forecast, a winter weather advisory has been issued for several North Texas counties, including Dallas, Tarrant, Collin, and Rockwall from 6 tonight through noon tomorrow. A cold front will move into the area around 3 or 4 this afternoon. There's also a 30% chance of light rain, which will likely turn into a wintry mix around 6 as temperatures continue to drop. After 10 p.m., that wintry mix will turn into a very light snow that will continue overnight. Dallas-Fort Worth could get about a half inch of snow. After the front passes, temperatures will likely stay in the 20s and 30s until Thursday. Currently, it's 38 degrees now in Dallas, 38 also in Fort Worth, 29 degrees in Wichita Falls, and 34 in Tyler. It's 8:30.